Yes, you! You're looking sexy! Oh, and you're listening to the Kid Craddock Podcast. Kid Craddock in the morning.
Love letters to Kelly coming up in just a minute. Big Al?
Yo!
You said at the beginning of the show that you made a commitment last night.
Yeah.
To do something that you really regret.
Yeah, kind of. I used to be in the bike riding a lot. And I haven't done it. I've really fallen off.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've really fallen off the wagon. So this guy came in. He's about my age. He said, dude, I miss seeing you out at the lake bike riding. Why don't you just meet me? Meet me tomorrow at 12 o'clock. And I just said, okay, I will. And he's not going on a short bike ride.
Yeah.
This dude rides all the time. He's going on like a 30-mile bike ride.
Can you ride on his handlebars?
Maybe.
Does he have pegs?
Something.
Lucky.
I've got two bikes in my apartment, and both of them are flat. Not from punctures.
How about the tires?
Because I haven't ridden them in so long.
Uh-huh.
So today I'm meeting him at noon, and we're going to go in 97-degree weather and do a 30-mile bike ride.
Hope you're hydrated.
Al, you might die.
Yeah, because you're in such great shape
You're not in good
physical
condition.
You should just dive right in.
And you know,
right.
It's time to start thinking about your heart health. It is, Al.
I work. I do a little cardio, maybe 30 minutes, 45 minutes indoors.
At your age, what you need to be doing most of the day is cardio and crossword puzzles.
Because cardio and crossword puzzles.
They keep your brain sharp and stave off the onset of Alzheimer's.
And tone.
We don't want you to be big Alzheimer's.
Yeah, me neither.
You're big Al Mac.
That wouldn't be good.
Yeah.
I could get back into it. I told him.
You don't jump in like that.
Yeah, baby steps, dude.
I'm not going to try and hang with him. I mean, I might try.
So why are you going with him?
When I say hang, we don't have to ride like side by side. Because he's probably like an 18, 19 mile an hour bike rider.
You should ride side by side, but say I'm just going to go, I've just got a couple miles in me and then I've got something to do.
Yeah, then what's the point of going together, though, if you're not even really going
to
be together?
You're supposed to
chat just somebody. No, you don't. Well, I guess you could.
It's like going on a run with a friend who's way fitter, and it's like you're not even really spending the time together. So
yeah. I mean, I'll hang.
Be like if you went to the gym together and you just watched her work out.
Yeah.
With your girlfriend. Yeah.
Can you imagine if one of those like Kenyan guys that run marathons were like, hey, JC, let's go run 5 miles together. No.
Yeah.
That guy's going to crush me.
Yeah, he'll be done in 15 minutes.
The difference is you could finish 5 miles.
Right.
Al's not going to finish a 30-mile bike ride.
Oh, he will.
He'll finish. He will take about.
He'll finish in an ambulance.
I mean, 2 hours later.
It was like the mud run, and Al was less fit then because he hadn't been working out.
I don't care.
And we did the mud run, and that was over 6 miles.
Yeah.
And JC and I only had to wait, like an hour and a half?
Yeah.
As long as you hydrate, you know.
That was a few years ago, and he's older now, and he's got to think about his heart health. Al, I'm worried about you. I'm going to throw it out there. I am worried about you.
No, I'll be fine.
Yeah.
I'll be fine. I appreciate your concern.
Sure.
It's just 2 hours out of my day.
Okay. I didn't warn you.
Two to 4 hours.
It's not on me. It's not on me.
Yeah.
Are you concerned that you're going to, you can't go that long without eating?
When they're sticking a catheter in you, it's not my fault.
Do what?
Hey, you don't show up to work tomorrow, you don't get paid, dog.
Exactly. I'm warning you right now.
Oh, dang. Yeah, if I can't punch you, punch me in, dog.
It'd be like if you told me you were bungee jumping today. I'd be like, nope, you're not getting paid tomorrow if you don't show up. Yeah. We'll get love letters in a second. And I want to tell you that coming up a little bit later, we're going to talk about this guy, Edward Snowden Hands.
God, this guy.
This is the NSA, CIA guy who turned over all the information that showed that the government has been spying on all of us and our Verizon phone records for years. And they've got all of our, basically they're wiretapping and taking the phone records of people who haven't done anything wrong and probably have no reason to be thought of as having done anything wrong.
It's kind
of
making me want to switch from Verizon to AT&T.
It's not about Verizon.
I know, but they said it was Verizon.
No, they have.
So it scared me.
The other guy has AT&T.
I know.
His job was Verizon. The other guy's job, the new guy, he's got T-Mobile because that's only like 60 people. But the other one, So he's got Verizon. And a lot of people think that this guy is a hero, that he has done a very sacrificial and incredibly patriotic thing here by demonstrating that our government is doing stuff behind our back. They work for us. They're not supposed to be spying on us, right?
Mm.
And President Obama even said, I'm glad this came out. He actually said that.
Then why are you going to arrest him?
I'm glad this came out because now we can have a discussion about it. And if you guys feel that we're taking away too much of your freedom, tell us. And we'll rework it. Sure we will.
It's a good spin, though.
Yeah.
So you know what they're doing now. Since they can't find this guy, he was in Hong Kong, holed up there. And then Julian Assange, the guy who did WikiLeaks, who's been on the run forever, before they, I think, framed him. I really think they framed him with girls in Finland or Sweden or somewhere. That's what they're going to do to this guy.
Yeah, they can't kill him.
Yeah.
So.
Well, they can't find him to kill him. So. So they have to disparage him and make him look not credible. It's what any good lawyer would do in the courtroom to somebody who has very, very damaging evidence against your client. The client here being the United States of America. So now they're coming out saying that Ed Snowden's girlfriend is a topless dancer.
So what's wrong with dating a topless dancer?
Blah, 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 blah,
and
blah.
She's devastated because she's just like left in Hawaii.
Yeah. He was worried that his actions would affect those close to him, Edward Snowden was, including his girlfriend who teaches pole dancing.
Man, you have to really...
be good at pole dancing.
No, that's the best way to...
I don't think that's where Kelly was going.
No.
Just guessing. Just guessing.
No.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, you want to get out of a relationship so bad that you decide, I'm just going to turn informant and blow the whistle here because I just can't look at her another minute.
Uh-huh. Now, is this...
And now you're a hero. You're a legend.
Or a traitor and accused of treason.
You go either way. It's a 50-50 shot.
Because they filed charges against him yesterday, right?
Right.
That's what I heard.
Right. He has violated every ethics law that that organization has. But he says, and I happen to believe him, for the greater good, that if you're inside government and you see government doing something that government is not allowed to do, it is your obligation, regardless of the consequences, to reveal that, to blow the whistle.
And then go to China where nothing like that would ever happen.
No, you go to China because they won't extradite
him. I understand.
She's still mad at him. She's thinking,
you
should have told me about it.
I
would have gone with
him.
She
brought up the whole marriage thing and maybe she wanted to get a baby.
I'm serious. She's mad.
I'm trying to have a serious talk about
this. I'm serious.
Kelly's making it about the girlfriend.
She is mad.
Al, you know what? If this happens 20 years from now, he won't have to move to China. You know why? Because we'll be China. We'll already be China.
We can be
China without China being here. Just by taking away all of our personal freedoms like this. Mm-hmm. That's how China became China. So,
well,
talk is so boring.
No, this is an important story, and people are looking
at it. I'd rather talk about Miley and Justin.
Yeah.
I think it's for the greater good. I mean, I really don't have a problem with the government doing that.
You don't?
I mean, I really don't.
That's awesome.
To be honest with you.
Okay. Well, I'm going to talk to you about that off the air and see what you think.
That'd be great.
I will. But I'm so mad about this, I'm not even using my grocery store reward card anymore.
Yeah.
I'm like, no, sir. You're
not tracking you with that.
Yeah, you're not going to know what I bought.
Oh, look at Craddock. He bought another steak.
I don't want some guy sitting in a hotel room going through my Tom Thumb card, showing, you know, looking at what I bought at the grocery store.
You'd be hard to track, though. I mean, you've probably in the last 5 years lost at least 50 to 60 iPhones. So you're all over the world.
Yeah, right. I look like a terrorist.
No, he's like a red flag. Yeah, they're probably keeping track of kid for sure.
Yeah. So this is the story everybody's talking about. Is he a traitor or a hero? I've got that topic on my Facebook page, kidfacebook.com. Now let's get to stuff that's way more important.
Please, me.
Yeah. Love letters to Kelly.
Oh, I meant
love letters.
Everybody.
Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
I'm Christian. That's a name, not a religious persuasion. I'm Christian, and my father-in-law must think he's Dr. Phil, and my wife must be buying into it. I'm not exaggerating when I tell you that not a day goes by that he doesn't send by email some kind of relationship-saving message to my wife.
Is this deja vu?
I think, is this Groundhog's Day?
Did we already do this story?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm so sorry. I totally forgot.
I don't remember the name Christian, but this is deja vu. Same scenario.
Okay. Yeah. I didn't realize that we'd done that.
Dr. Phil one.
I was thinking maybe I dreamed this, and I'm usually, like, got ESPN going on here.
Probably Trey did that.
I kind of felt...
Since I have ADD, I expect them to take these out after I've done them. But
Trey!
Somebody missed that
one. Well, is there just a chance this is a...
Yeah, I mean, a lot of
different family with the same scenario?
They have the same issues, maybe.
All right, next story.
Love letters!
Sorry about that.
Love letters to Kelly.
Tell me if you've heard this one. Eric says, I can't take my girlfriend anywhere. I take her to a party, and she ends up making out with half the people there.
No, this is
much better. Let's go.
When I confronted her about it, she just giggles and says...
See now?
Okay, again.
What's with the white guy laugh, Al?
He has a new laugh again.
That was me.
All right. Okay. We done with that?
Yeah.
Okay. When I confronted her about it, she just giggled and said, hey, you know I'm drunk and flirty. That's what you liked about me when we got together. And besides that, you see, I kissed all these guys. I don't remember kissing any of them. I was drunk. What do you think, Kelly? Is that a good enough excuse if she can't keep her mouth faithful? Eric.
Her mouth faithful?
Eric. Eric, are you that pathetic?
Yes.
Oh, man.
Are you that much of a wimp? that you tolerate
you need a woman,
woman
that bad.
That's
right.
Who would treat
once?
You this way. I cannot believe you are with her for one hot second. I mean, and the way she just disregards your feelings and blows it off as, oh, I'm a fun girl, is what you loved about me.
Yeah,
yeah, you loved it about her because you knew it was easy to get with her, and now she's yours, and you... Oh,
but she's
still
not
acting
yours.
The same way?
Yeah, she'll never be yours.
Yeah, she's everybody's. Yeah.
Break up with her.
She's what like a doorknob.
If you even have to ask me about this, you're not breaking up with her. It doesn't matter what. He's tolerating that nonsense.
Well, her heart belongs to him. It's just that her mouth belongs to everyone.
No, man. I wouldn't put up with that for a minute.
Maybe she's a really good kisser and wants to spread the love.
No. That could be it.
No, no, no.
And kissing's so intimate.
Right.
You
usually.
You're doing that.
Mm-hmm. I was looking for this song, and I can't believe it. In this new system, I actually found it. There's actually a song.
It relates to this?
Yeah. Oh, it's going to start at the beginning. Never mind. All right.
What is it?
Maybe
she
later.
Loves everybody.
It's a song called She Loves Everybody, and there are some girls out there that just love everybody.
Well, she's not the girl for Eric.
Yeah.
Eric is obviously not okay with this.
Yeah.
And she doesn't care enough about your feelings to say, you know what, you're right, I've got a problem, and I'm not going to drink when we go out to parties anymore because I can't be trusted.
Dude,
and I'm so sorry that I embarrassed you. I will do whatever I can. I won't, you know, don't even let me get near alcohol when we go out. Something like that. And she's like, whatever!
And if she's kissing guys in front of you when she's drinking, imagine what she's doing when you're not there.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
And then she's just always going to be say, I told you I can't remember.
The best thing we can do for Eric is play him this theme song that was probably written about his girlfriend. But she feels so she loves everybody. You just got a girl that's a lover.
Yeah,
or
she's not a relationship chick, dude. She's part fun party chick.
Is it possible to have a relationship with somebody like that?
Can you
be secure enough
No.
that your guy or girl can run around and be super affectionate and huggy and kissy with other people?
No.
You can't
huggy and kissy?
You can't watch your girl make out with somebody and then go home with her and be like, that's fine, girl.
Not make out. Just you know how it is when a girl is drinking a little bit and she's just... You know, she's nuzzling up and touching the face.
Well,
and,
then you don't do that.
Yeah,
That's my face.
And that's from a guy that used to do that.
Yeah.
Love letters to Kelly.
Oh, Al, you've grown up. You've matured.
Well.
No, he still
you're
does
so
it.
Boring. He's,
no, he's still a world-class groper. I've seen him.
Once a groper, I was a groper.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
Mm-hmm.
This is Ryan, a girl. My boyfriend has a list of his top 5 free passes. Celebrity girls that he would hook up with.
He gets 5?
And they're all blonde.
Top 5.
Wow.
They're all blonde, and like you, Kelly, I'm a ginger. So.
Ruh-roh.
Spontaneously, I took it upon myself to go to the salon, pay over $100, and dye my red hair blonde.
Mm.
I wanted to be as hot as his crushes.
But natural redheads don't look good as a blonde.
And maybe spice things up a bit. Mm-hmm. But you know what, Kelly? He hates it.
Yeah.
He doesn't even try to fake it. He says he found me attractive with red hair and can't believe I would be stupid enough to try and transform myself like this without even asking him if he would like it. I was trying to do something for him and it backfired. What now?
Just go back to red. I mean,
what's
the big deal?
She says she can't afford it. Says she doesn't have the money right now.
It's $100.
You can go get a box for $7 at the drugstore. I use Root Touch Up and it works just fine. You just have to get your mom or somebody that'll help you out. Yeah. Go to a school.
Beauty school.
A beauty school. I mean, a basic dye job is not that difficult. Don't let them do a perm. Oh, Lord, no. Don't let them do a perm at beauty school.
I know you're going to say that redheads don't look good as blondes, but...
Horrible as a blonde.
Forget that for a second. I mean, doesn't she have every right to do this? If all of his crushes are blonde, isn't it a natural thing for her to assume that he would like her as a blonde,
it's
at
natural.
Least temporarily?
He's with her.
Yeah.
He's not with those 5.
It's more of a fantasy. My college boyfriend, every girl he thought was the hottest girl in the world had like black hair and green eyes. And I had blonde hair and brown eyes. And I was always like, okay, so you like me, but every other girlfriend you've had has been different. But it was about me. It wasn't about, you know what I mean? That's just fantasy.
And she's so insecure that she goes out and dyes her hair blonde. That's an insecurity issue, which is unattractive, which might be like the root of his like disgust about this. He's like, you're so weak that you have to go out and do something like this.
Okay, as a guy.
You know, that's...
As a guy.
Security is so sexy to a man.
As a guy, let's say the girlfriend or wife has her list of free passes, and every one of them has one thing in common. they're super buff, right? Let's say she's got like Vin Diesel on there and Channing Tatum and Hugh Jackman and, you know, just all, the one thing they all have in common is they're all buff. Wouldn't that guy be best served to start working out a little bit?
It should be flattering to you.
And who are having these conversations? Why are you sitting around discussing my top five free hookups? I mean, that's just a stupid conversation. Well, it can't. It can lead to no good.
Girls always ask.
I don't ask.
You don't have a relationship.
When I was in relationships, I didn't ask.
It just comes up, though, when you watch movies with a boyfriend and he's like, oh, my gosh, that's like the hottest girl I've ever seen. And they say things like that. But you should look at it as a compliment that you're the aberration, you know, like as a guy, if you're not fit and my crushes are all these meatheads, it's like, I actually like you. You know what I mean?
You're
I like you and you're really not my type, but that means I really like
you. It's just different, you know, it's like
I like your brain.
Curious about what's different, maybe.
Okay.
I like your brain.
Trying to figure that out.
Like figure out what?
I just saw this movie called Before Midnight, which is that Ethan Hawke really talky movie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's in the Before series. There's three of them. Love it. And it's 18 years since the first one. It's the same couple, and now they're married, and they've got a couple of kids and stuff.
He dies at the end?
And she says to him, no.
Oh.
And she says to him, they're just walking along in Greece on vacation. Honey, what would you change? But there's one thing you could change about me.
Mm-mm.
What would it be?
Mm-mm.
And he's like,
don't even ask.
Do I have stupid written on my head?
Exactly.
Smart man.
And you know what he said? You know what his answer was?
What?
The only thing I would change about you is how you like to try to change me.
Oh.
Wow.
Backhanded.
Good answer.
Yeah, good answer. Yeah.
You just don't.
And then she'll get an attitude about it.
I'm with Kelly.
He thinks I'm bossy.
I don't try to change you.
He thinks I'm controlling. That's not
right. I'm with Kelly. I think the free pass discussion is a bad idea.
It's just, what good can come of it?
Once in a while. You know, and I don't have a problem.
All it does is make your partner insecure.
I got my free pass, no problem.
What do you mean?
Carrie Underwood?
Yeah, and Kenzie's not mad about it.
She knows, ain't no way you're
hooking up. Is it really a free pass?
Yeah, she said
it's a legitimate, literal free pass. Because you could, unlike 99.9% of people, you could actually interact with your free pass.
Right.
Carrie Underwood is a music star. She could be on our show.
Yeah.
You're a decent-looking guy. You could hit on her. She could be going through a tough time. Who knows?
And Kinsey also knows that Carrie Underwood showed up at your doorstep drunk and naked. You'd be so freaked out, you'd just shut the door.
No.
You wouldn't do anything about it.
I wouldn't leave Carrie Underwood outside naked for a girl.
You say she's your free pass, you would do nothing. You would do nothing about it. Well, and Kinsey knows that.
I hope he would call me an owl.
Right?
Yeah, I'll call.
Yeah. That's wingman right here.
Hook it, brother.
Hello.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know unless the situation happens.
But you were
probably
all
no,
talk.
It would never happen.
I'll talk,
oh,
JC.
Girl, you're talking.
JC would be naked with his charger helmet on.
Please.
Yeah,
and Carrie would love that.
I would never hook up with Carrie Underwood just because I don't want her, like, you know, taking her key and scratching my car all
right.
Yeah, true.
That's the problem.
That song was written by a gay man. Did you know that?
A 40-year-old gay man.
I love knowing that.
Her husband's a hockey player, so that's kind of scary.
Yeah, you don't want that.
Uh-uh. Those dudes fight.
Yeah,
he doesn't care about losing teeth.
Nope.
He doesn't have any.
Nope.
Right.
Yeah, that's right. All right.
Kid Craddock in the morning.
If you have a love letter to Kelly you'd like to write, you can do that by going to KidNation.com and click on Love Letters to Kelly.
Yeah, if you don't write us a new one, we're just going to do these same ones next week.
The Kid Nation app. Hear the show and watch it 24/7 on your iPhone or Android. Get it in the App Store right now. Kid Craddock in the morning.
Boy, nothing can break up a random Wednesday like a celebrity waiting on hold. Let's see who we got. Kid Craddock in the morning. Hello. It's Seth Rogen, you guys.
Hi, Seth.
Calling in because his movie premieres tonight.
Oh, I thought he was going to call in and apologize for saying I was garbage compared to Zac Efron.
Wow. Congratulations in advance on what I know is going to be a big opening for your movie.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I hope it all goes well.
Are you nervous? Is there, what are you thinking right now on the day of? What do you think?
I don't know. I always just, you got to keep your fingers crossed. That's all. You never know. Good and bad. You can never tell.
Yeah, this is not your first rodeo. You've made, you know, dozens of movies. Is the day it comes out a special day for you usually?
It's usually a pretty nerve-wracking day, yeah. You're
going
to see whether or not you've financially failed or not.
Do you take bets and stuff like with your friends and predict, you know, I'll put $100,000, man, I bet we'll make this amount of money.
Yeah, we're getting $100,000 with your friends.
When you're going to do $22 million, you know, why not?
You hope.
Maybe. Some people do that. We don't do that. Yeah. That would be nice.
Seth, it was so fun having you here. You just, you know what? You bring a room up with your.
He does.
You're just, your attitude is so great, and you're always in a great mood, and you're laughing. I could learn a lot from you. And I wanted to ask you when you were here, and I forgot. Do you have a some sort of spiritual thing that you subscribe to? Do you have some way of living that that you might be able to share with us that makes you so happy all the time?
I don't have a particular spiritual real ideology. I don't know. Honestly, my ideology is to just try to enjoy life while it lasts and try to be nice to people because
yeah.
that would make your life better.
But,
so for selfish reasons, be nice to people.
Have you ever been miserable? Have you had long periods? Is this a change for you? Were you always a happy-go-lucky, go-with-the-flow guy?
When I was younger, I think I was less happy maybe a little bit. I was like an angsty kid at times.
Sure.
But I think... like in high school here and there. But I think, yeah, for most of my adult life, I've been in a generally good mood for most of it.
Well, celebrity or not, you're a joy to hang out with, and you're welcome back anytime. I mean that.
Thank you very much. I'll come back all the time.
I'm gonna go see the movie. Tell me, is there some particular part of it we should look for so we can tell our friends, like, oh, Seth Rogen told me to be sure to pay attention to this.
Yeah, don't go take a pee break because this is coming up.
Something makes us feel like we're inside.
I don't know. It's all crazy. It's a pretty insane movie. People have really been enjoying it. It just gets crazier and crazier as it goes on. So don't think you figured it out. It'll keep getting weirder and weirder.
Don't take a big gulp with you into the theater so you can sit there.
I know, but I get real thirsty in movies. Seth, I'm curious because I know this question probably gets asked to you a lot about, you know, do you ever go incognito to the movie to see how people react? But I wonder if you ever go and maybe stand up in the theater and scold people for texting.
I would never do that. It's very important for all I know. But I've gone to the movies to watch. Sometimes it's fun to watch it with an audience.
Yeah,
that's cool.
It's painful to watch with an audience if it doesn't.
Right. Speaking of texting on the smartphone, though, there's something that happened since you've done our show, and I wonder if we were the precipice for it. You joined Instagram the day you visited our show.
Yes, the day after, actually.
Okay, coincidence?
Yes, complete coincidence.
Damn it.
Dang it.
All right.
We wanted to take credit for that.
Oh, man. So that, like, at Seth Rogen that I tagged in my Instagram photo of us wasn't you?
No, that's a fake one.
Huh.
It is now, though. Now it's me.
Yeah. What's your Instagram name?
It's just Seth Rogen.
Seth Rogen. I think we can follow
it. That's a good one right there.
That's an easy, huh?
The movie is This Is the End.
Competition, but I got
right. The movie is This Is the End, starring the guy on the phone here, Seth Rogen, along with Evan Goldberg and Jason Stone. But the cameos are going to make it. You got James Franco, Jonah Hill, Jay Baruchel, Danny McBride, Craig Robinson, just a ton, like Beyonce
Rihanna, different.
freaking everybody's in this movie, and you got to go see it. It's called This Is the End. I'm going to see it today. Thanks for taking the time, Seth. Good to talk to you, man. Look at Seth. He cares so much about his movie, even after doing a full-length interview with us.
I know.
He calls in the day that it opens just to remind us.
Kid Craddock in the morning.
Good morning.
You're listening to Kid Craddock in the morning.
Congratulations to the San Antonio Spurs. Take a 2-1 lead in the NBA Finals.
Loa.
Just destroying the Heat last night. There was no heat in that building.
Mm-mm.
It was all cool. They won by like 30 points or more, something like that. So now it's 2-1. Spurs crushed the Heat 113-77. And they'll play game 4 wins. Usually they take a day off and it's next night.
Yeah. Right?
So that would be what?
Probably tomorrow.
Thursday night?
Yeah.
Cool. I think Spurs are going to win this. I really do.
If the Spurs win the next two, they'll close it out at home, right?
Spurs at 7,
could.
Man.
They could.
You can't just walk into the room in the middle of our conversation.
I was listening.
Rolling in.
I was listening.
Are you that big and important you could just walk in?
I thought she was doing show business. We were on a break, man. Yeah. This lady made us a pie.
Okay.
Well, I have to forgive you if you had to leave the room for homemade pie.
Yeah, yeah. That's
very excusable.
What a great meal for before your 30-mile bike ride. You have to
gotta carve up, baby.
You're gonna revisit that pie later today.
I'd recommend you have a gallon of milk also.
What
right
kind of pie?
Everything.
One's like a pink lemonade pie.
So,
and one is what did she say, JC? One is kind of like a chocolate pie and something else.
I was too busy practicing karate.
So where are we now? We all trust listener food?
Yeah.
I do.
Okay.
Yeah. I completely trust listener food.
All right. Keep that in mind, guys.
She does it for a living. So
keep that in mind.
30% of the time, I don't get sick anytime.
Okay.
And no one ever told me that when I first started this job. And so when I would go into the door and you guys were on the air and someone would have pumpkin bread. And,
yeah.
I mean, and no one would touch it. And I would just devour it.
I eat listener food.
You were
all
so
the
much
time.
Fatter back then. Like, you beefy. You got
we
all
the beefy.
Food.
Well, that's what I said. It was like the first year working here because we get so much food up here. I mean, I gained more weight my first year here than I did my freshman year of college.
Oh, man.
That's the credit 20.
I have to say, we haven't been getting as much food lately.
Now I just have to say no.
Hello.
Is this the Jesse Show? Hello?
Yeah.
Jesse, you're not going to eat pie.
No.
You're just going to drink a protein shake that tastes like pie.
Well, I'm going to have one bite.
I know how you are.
Because the first bite is always the greatest, and then goes downhill from there, so why not have just one?
That's good advice. I taught you that. No, I taught you that. Why eat McDonald's when you can just go in and ask for a bag and then fill it up with McDonald's smell and bring it home?
And huff it?
Yeah.
It's a little different, but yeah, kind of like that.
What the hell? What are you?
Remember you just asked if I was at the...
No, I mean, are you on your protein drink shake break, or is this? Are you working at work?
I'm on my egg white break.
Because I wanted to finish the argument that we had last night, and maybe everybody else could chime in on it.
Go ahead. Yes,
we had a big argument last night about Kid. Jesse said that Kid was as dumb as a box of rocks, and I disagreed and said that he's as dumb as a doorknob. Yes, which one do you guys think?
Oh, wow.
This is not the
choice.
Argument I thought you were going to bring up. Yeah. Don't say that
one.
I go call
with
here.
Right. Doorknob. Probably.
But probably the first one.
So, yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
No, wait, that wasn't me. Yeah, it was. Okay, yesterday. What the hell? I was at this design store, right?
Yeah.
Trying to make our house a home.
It's already.
And they tried to sell me a plant that you don't have to water ever.
Yeah, fake plant.
And get this, it never grows.
Right.
And I'm like, how is that possible? And the guy goes, it's ornamental.
Mm-hmm.
So are you telling me that people in China never eat and never grow?
No, see, that's different.
No, it's
that true of all ornamentals?
No.
It's a different...
What?
I mean, that's kind of a touchy subject.
Two different words, yeah. Kenzie.
Are you sad that I'm going away for 2 weeks?
Yeah.
2 weeks? Where are you going, Ken?
How will you live without me?
She's going to San Diego because it's the last time she can actually fly.
You better be faithful to me because I will constipate all of your phone records when you get back, just like that CIS guy.
By the way, we just realized.
Sorry, I mistalked. It was CSI.
We got it.
CSI.
Yeah.
You know,
sure.
Yeah.
I'm going to miss Father's Day with Kaysen.
Oh, bad timing, huh?
Broke my little heart.
Well, he's a baby. He's not going to buy a present.
How come nobody ever pays attention to Father's Day, but
he
everybody knows what Mother's
Day
is?
He doesn't even know the word.
Yeah, he does. That's Dada and Papa.
That's Dada. That's not Father.
Papa.
Maybe he'll buy something on Dada Day. Jesse.
Yeah?
I want you to get used to this time of me not being home.
Okay.
Uh-oh.
Because as you know, a little bit after baby number two is born.
Yeah.
Baby number two, or as you like to say,
Chloe.
Numero dos baby.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. What? Numero dos baby.
Bebe. Bebe. Bebe.
I can say this word. B-A-B-Y. Bubble.
Perfect.
Baby.
Bubble. Anyway, get used to me not being home because I plan on going to work after baby number two is born.
Oh. You're already kind of working.
Well, I'm a little scared to go apply for jobs, Kelly,
because
of what happened in high school.
What happened?
Jesse remembers. I told you, Jesse, when I was in high school, I got fired once from a job because I tested positive on a random drug test.
What?
They are so stupid. They call me and they're like, you tested positive on a random drug test. And I'm like, hello, these are not random drugs. It's marijuana and ecstasy. Duh. I would never take random drugs. They're too dangerous. You remember that?
No.
Remember that?
Come home.
I don't remember that.
Jesse, come home.
All right.
How do you hang up the stupid phone?
We just hang it up.
It's Kid Craddock in the morning.
Craddock. In the morning.
We talk about crazy celebrities coming up in the next 30 minutes. Don't go away. It's Kid Craddock in the morning. And I said at the onset of the show that I came to kind of a revelation about The Bachelorette. I watched what I had missed yesterday, what I missed Monday. I watched yesterday before the Spurs Heat game. And I guess maybe because I watched it early in the day and stuff, I'm paying more attention. I'm more lucid. I'm in a different frame of mind. And I came up with a couple shocking revelations, at least to me, about The Bachelorette.
Okay.
Or about the whole Bachelor.
All right.
Okay. You want to know what they are?
The whole franchise.
The whole franchise. Yeah. I believe that The Bachelor is all about humiliation. That is their number one goal is to humiliate. Did you see what they did to that guy that had the girlfriend?
Yeah.
I mean, was there any reason to do any of that? Except that maybe women would be cheering along going, yeah, you get him. Why would Dez care
they gotta shake
if a guy she spent very little time with has a girlfriend? Why wouldn't Chris just go, hey, he has a girlfriend, she showed up. Dez would be like, okay, kick him off.
Throw because him off. This is not a game. Yeah. She is looking for love.
So they turn this into putting him on the hot seat. It's one of the most uncomfortable 10 minutes TV ever.
That's what I think. I think they're just going for more awkward than they're going for humiliation.
Well, they got to shake it up because they can't just do rinse, lather, repeat because it's the same old, but the girl... I couldn't get over her face. I couldn't find 1 centimeter of her flesh that has not had Botox injections.
She's a Playboy bunny.
That's why she couldn't get a tear out, JC. Yeah. The Botox has blocked her
tear
ducts.
I was wondering, because I was like, is this girl acting? Because she's not. She's wanting to cry, but she's not crying.
Her face is cement. How could you do this to me?
Okay, but
awful.
There's one good reason to believe that was completely real. No guy would sit there and put up with that from an actress. It makes him look so horrible.
Right, he had to talk her off the ledge.
His life is ruined because of the thing.
No, it's not. Every girl loves a bad boy. He'll be fine up in the club.
They basically said, this man has no character whatsoever.
Remember the one dude that came on before with a girlfriend? That guy was killing it with girls.
Let me tell you.
He started saying he couldn't get enough mail from girls wanting to go out with him.
You're looking at this from a man's perspective, and I look at this from
That's all I got.
I'm telling you, this show should be Dating 101 for girls.
Oh, I disagree.
It should be, because it shows you what men are like. He was using her for sex.
Uh-huh.
He was going away for a couple weeks, and he knew when he gets back, I'm going to call her up and get some more sex again. He's going off for a fling. But this is the way guys view a lot of girls when they're dating, and the girls just put themselves out there. Here's me. Here's my son. Oh, I have to sleep with you to keep you around? Okay. I mean, these are things that women need to see a man's point of view.
Here's my question. We can't prove the answer, so it's just speculation. But of the 25 bachelors, if they lined them up, trow down, swab test, who had sex within the last 48 hours?
How many of that show?
Before
they were going that
show? Right when they came on.
Close to 100% of them.
I would
agree. Then why are we hating on this guy?
Exactly.
That's the one they got. That's the one they caught.
Yeah.
Because he had the psycho girl who said they were still dating when we don't know if they were. Maybe they never dated. They were just hooking up.
Let's get back to the humiliation premise, though.
Okay.
Take the dodgeball game from Monday night.
Yeah.
Right. It used to be on the Bachelor in the past that the show would split the guys into two teams and then they would play against each other. Right.
Mm-hmm.
And that did eventually happen. But first on Monday night, what they did, they bring in a bunch of scary professional dodgeball players to frustrate, humiliate, and injure the bachelors. Mm-hmm. Basically, throwing balls at their heads, professionals, and broken bones and broken fingers, and just to humiliate them.
Well, they do that every. Brooks was injured by the professional.
No, it was. But they were playing each other when he got hurt. They bring in professionals, like when the girls last year did the roller derby thing. Yeah. They bring in professionals. They teach them. And every season, baseball, they bring in a professional baseball player.
But they didn't have the girls on the track with the professionals knocking them down, and that's what you had in the dodgeball.
Right. Because you can't do that
to
girls.
Yeah. Some of those dudes are bigger than the professional dodgeball players.
This show is not for you.
No, I know.
This is not for men.
Okay, tell me what you think of this theory. It was said on this show yesterday that Dez has terrible gaydar. I think you said it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Because it does appear that some have said as many as 10 of the remaining bachelors may or may not be gay.
She likes, what's the word?
Effeminate?
GQ, not GQ. What's the word?
Metrosexual.
She likes that type of guy. Unfortunately, a lot of those metrosexuals cross the threshold into homosexual.
Why would a gay man go on The Bachelorette? That's what I couldn't figure out. Is it because they're wannabe actors? Well, if they're good actors, wouldn't they be good at covering up that they're gay?
Right.
And they're not good at covering up.
But everybody wants to be famous for a minute.
Yeah, so maybe they're not actors. Maybe they're just in denial or doing it to make other people happy. Like everybody thinks I'm this and I'm so not wanting to be that. And then it hit me why a gay guy would want to be on The Bachelorette. If you're a closeted gay man, tell me if this doesn't sound like a dream vacation. You're going to stay in a mansion, right, with 25 men. Several of them will be just like you, closeted gay men. Everybody else in the house will be straight and basically naked most of the time.
Uh-huh.
You get to dress up in a nice suit or a tux every day.
Sip on champagne.
Nice wine. Yeah. Talk about your feelings and cry.
And there are hot tubs everywhere.
Yeah.
You know how nasty those hot tubs
are. I know that those are offensive, stereotypical, cliche-type things. But that's how The Bachelor portrays these people,
Yeah.
That's what they do to these guys, is they show them being so unmasculine.
And you want to have some real drama? Have one of the Bachelor guys get confronted by his boyfriend and not the girlfriend.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
We just broke up. What are you
doing? And why is it the one that you think is absolutely the gayest is the one with the kid? Always.
Always. Well, here's the thing.
There's so many G-dads.
It's not emasculating the men probably for the reasons you think, because women think we want a sensitive man.
Yeah.
And so they're giving women what they think women want. What we think we want is that mushy kind of guy. And women fall for it. Look, when that guy got out of the limo the first time with his son, 99% of the women in America were like, oh.
Yeah, yeah.
And there's a 1% like me that thought, what a jerk move, you know?
Well, it's the best of both worlds, because you get all the qualities of your gay best friend that every girl wants or has, right? But then he also likes women, supposedly.
Mm-hmm, allegedly.
Yeah. But then it turns out that most of them don't.
At least
if they act
time.
Just like your gay best friend, it's because they're gay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, maybe they can just come to an understanding.
We're dudes.
Maybe she can turn them.
Dudes don't.
Yeah, that's it. I've turned a few the wrong way. Turn them back right.
That was not your fault, Kelly. I mean, maybe. Maybe one of them, but not all of them. Yeah. So why would a gay man go on The Bachelorette?
Just to have some fun. Like you said, it's an exotic location. You're going to get to ride in a helicopter.
It's the same reason a straight man, a straight woman, a gay girl, anyone, kid. I mean, you're going so deep into this. It's so simple. They just want fame. They're probably not happy with their job.
Jenna.
They get to go on vacation for a while.
You're going to get to hang out with a cool black guy for at least a week.
Kid has gotten too personally invested in this show.
He's in it.
Have I?
You're I mean, I think the first season, it's like any reality show, the first season of Idol was the best. It's like, it's more genuine when it first starts. Yeah. And now at this point, everyone knows
so
what it is.
Well, looking at these guys that she has to choose from, all right, if I'm Dez and I find out that one of them has a girlfriend, I'm going to be like, yes, one of them has a girlfriend.
At least you can X one off.
Yeah, at least.
Yeah, but now the straight one's gone.
Yeah.
So there's that.
Yeah, is she going to get mad at the ones that will never have a girlfriend? Are they there for the right reasons?
I don't even think she cares.
Maybe they're exploring, you know. Maybe they're like, I don't know, maybe.
And when Dez is there all horrified that it was revealed that this guy had hooked up with this girl 48 hours before he left to go on The Bachelorette.
I
would like to know the last time. I would have asked, Dez, when was your last hookup?
Her last hookup was Sean.
Maybe.
From like the week
before. A couple weeks ago, yeah.
She was in a committed relationship until she was booted off The Bachelor, and then she comes right over to The Bachelorette.
So the whole thing is just ridiculous.
It's ridiculous.
Who cares
but it's
if they
fun.
Hooked up with someone? I don't want a guy that hasn't hooked up with someone in 3 years.
But they care on the show because, oh my God, he hooked up with a girl
days
before he came here.
Dude, half the guys you meet at a club on any given night hooked up with a chick 2 days before.
Maybe 12 hours prior.
Yeah.
And
maybe
honestly,
in the car on the way
honestly,
there.
Hopefully, because then they might know what they're doing.
Yeah. And at least you know that they might want a female.
Yeah, right.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Jenna just wants to get some.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, she is. Is like a little
is Jonesing.
And the guy told me that he had, I don't want to get into that, but I'm just saying, if he's like, man, it's been like 3 years, I'd just be like, oh, you know? Yeah. You don't know what you're doing.
See, a guy wants to hear that from a girl.
Well, how about Sean Lowe? He's a virgin.
And, ugh.
Yeah.
He's a born-again virgin.
Oh, my bad.
And that's even lamer.
He's a bav.
Yeah.
Coming up on the show tomorrow, Miley Cyrus is going to be joining us. Everybody on Facebook is like, ask her the tough questions.
Can't.
Ask her where Liam is.
She'll hang up.
I can. She'll just hang up on me. Yeah. Again.
Been told
when they're
can.
In studio, it's easier.
Yeah.
In studio, we can ask them the tough questions.
Yeah.
But
hey, let's have that tomorrow. She's been one of our more famous hang-ups.
No.
Yeah.
Why'd she hang up, though? Wasn't it an accident?
Yeah, I think they said it was an accident. I think that she had an overzealous publicist who's like, oh, Miley's not going to like that question. Boom, we're gone.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because she later said it wasn't my decision.
Well, but she'll say that if we ask her about Liam, she would say, because she can't be the bad guy.
Right. Miley's going to be on the show tomorrow. Seth Rogen earlier today. This is Kid Craddock in the Morning.
Kid Craddock in the Morning.
You're listening to the Kid Craddock in the Morning podcast,
a condensed version of the show.
Kid Craddock in the Morning.